fourth peg of the Goyim, third Mishnah. Yesh b'salov and mashayim b'michil. Yesh b'michil mashayim b'salov. Two simoni tuma of the healthy skin in the middle of the teras or the white hair have differences also. Each one has a chumra kula. Shesalov and has a chumra tam b'shkinim b'michil. It applies to a teras that comes on a wound or a burn. And mashayim came, the michil does not apply to that type of teras. Mechunas mefuzer, whether it's together or spread out, mevutzer, shalom mevutzer, it's in the center, on the side. Masha'en kein, salavan can be wherever it is, as long as it's within the nega. Yesh v'michish, what's the form of michve? Shemichve mitame v'karas v'gab b'achas. That applies to a person who has bald spots with a nega on it, but the salavan doesn't help. Or v'fukha shalom ha'fukha. A salavan has to come there after the teras is there. The micha could have been there even before the teras was there, as long as it ends up that you have a shape of white teras which is surrounding this island of healthy skin. Micha also, if a person is in the process of becoming completely covered with teras, but if he has one micha there, then since that's regular skin, it comes out that his entire body is not covered with white, and therefore he's not tohar. Matam v'kol ma'ariv. The mikhl is matam in any color, like we said before. Shenkim salovan, that the white hairs have to come after the teras comes and do not apply to bald spots and do not prevent someone who is coming totally white from being tamei, from being tohar. Once he's totally white, even if he has white hairs, he's still tohar. And it has to be specific colors.